buttons. Like, that sounds like a slap, bro.
The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Uplift The show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
Is it started yet? What the fuck is going on?
Bro, wait, goddamn it.
That is the longest intro in life.
We gotta let niggas know that
we aren't a show for kids.
Absolutely.
They need to know. That one's longer than Jerry Springer's, bro. Like that we're not worse than Jerry Springer, are we?
I mean, we enlighten people more than Jerry Springer. So, according to some circles, we are worse than Jerry Springer.
Jesus, are we really, though? Are we toxic?
Listen to what I'm saying.
Wait, I have called this the toxic dungeon.
What I'm saying is we go deep dive and think of things in ways that other people don't, which expands their mind. And in some circles, that's a negative.
You right. This is why I kept getting banned off Reddit, bro. You can't go in different fan bases and subgroups
asking questions and dropping the truth, bro. You can't do either.
It ain't even about dropping truth. I don't know what's the truth. I'm here to figure out what y'all niggas even believe. I don't know.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
I'm trying to learn.
And they like, nah, bro. Get the fuck
nah,
out of here.
We don't understand why you asking these questions.
We don't like niggas trying to learn.
We don't like niggas asking questions.
So this
except what we say, and that's it. They be coming at you like a gang member and
nah.
Shit.
I'm not down, dog. I don't trust you, nigga.
Fuck you mean you ain't down? Hey, this nigga's a fan. That's
ban. Ban him. Ban him. That's exactly how I go. You right. That's exactly how I go. If you go back and find his post on Reddit, you'll see that all it was nah, y'all tripping. What? Hey, I think y'all tripping. What?
It ain't even that, bro. I swear to God, I'm just be wondering, why is this the mentality? Like, what's the thought process going on?
And they can't question every shit. Time you ask a question, they're like, what does nigga say?
I'm never going to forget being banned from NBA Reddit because I was wondering what's up with the racist comments that was coming through and them shits wasn't getting banned.
That shit got 3 that shit got 3 million followers. You asking why?
Why is
it okay to be racist?
Niggas start coming at me like just coming at me like personally, just talking shit, right? Shit that you should get banned for. So I posed the question, why? Are you one of these people? Are you one of these racists? I get banned for asking questions. I'm not being malicious or fucked up to nobody, bro.
Nah, yes, you are, because you called him a racist, even though he might be, but you called him one, though. Like you can't out niggas racist.
All I'm saying
is
action seem
look, bro,
a little racist.
Look, bro, you can't be out niggas racism, okay? Because if I could just act like this and nobody calls it out, then I'm gonna just act like this. But when you call me a racist, I feel offended.
I felt offended. What about me?
It's not about you. It's not about you, nigga. It's about me. Because I started this shit.
This is why you gotta find your own little subgroups.
Hey, which is trash.
This is why Black Twitter is so terrible.
But this is
they ain't own little subgroup of
inside
hate
subgroups.
And ignorance. Niggas be like this.
This hey, nah, literally.
On their keyboard.
This is why the internet is a bad thing. Because you get disrespected or hurt, right? And then you go find your little subgroup
that agrees with me,
right?
Feels the way I feel.
So then that's your little pocket
that makes it okay for me to be who I am.
And then
I didn't learn from shit.
No, you're not going to. You go to where people like you, and they fuck with you, and then you just talk to them and talk amongst yourselves.
This is literally why we are at a point where there's a run on joke of saying this is why we need to bring back bullying.
Absolutely,
there's a run on joke.
Oh, I was saying that a long time ago.
People. Because the reality is, you learn from those things.
But you can't be. You
it
can't,
builds character.
You know what's funny and fucked up at the same time is, you can't be an online bully, but niggas be hurt from shit that care online,
mm-hmm.
Right? Like, there's no real way. You don't have to learn from that. That's not a bully experience. because a nigga's yelling at you, talking shit in the tweets, your replies in your DMs, whatever, block that nigga, move on. Like, it's that simple, right? And it's like, oh, he's just hurting my feelings and he's doing this. And then they run to your subgroup and you don't have to learn from that or learn how to respond. You know how most comedians is niggas that used to get beat up in school? And it's like, the reason that they funny now is because that was the survival tactic, nigga, to not get punched in the face.
I had to be funny.
Like, I had, like, that's how I was moving around. I had to learn.
I didn't want to get beat up today. Right? You know?
But you're not getting beat up on the internet, bro. You get beat up on the internet, you just run to your subgroup, and they pat you on the back and say it's going to be okay, and then that's it.
And we get to ban you.
That's it.
We get to
and it's a wrap.
Report you.
And that's it, bro. You'll never have to learn. This is why people think you're supposed to help them all the time. When they need help, you have to help them. And it's like, you realize we don't give a fuck about you.
Now, that's not how the world works, especially in America.
That's how the internet works. Oh, and where did all these niggas learn? Where did they all grow up? Since your age. My age didn't. We were just idiots.
It wasn't my age, though. Well, I was getting phased into the internet when we were like 10 or 11.
I'm saying it's your age because you're at the age when the online gaming boomed.
Yeah.
Niggas my age gamed. But we weren't children.
Yeah.
We had responsibilities and shit.
We were teenagers.
You didn't have shit else to do but run home, nigga, turn the Xbox on and hop in the chat. That's all y'all do. That's why niggas get paid to be in the chat room now. It's been 20 years.
This is your job. This is everything for you.
Like, so. Hey, guys. This is the Trey Dope Show. I'm El Luno.
Trey B. The Wonder. And we started great, didn't we?
Fire, bro. Fire. Out the box.
We positive, though, right?
This is going to be good.
Totally.
Maybe.
What was it about? Y'all seen Baby we were saying?
I said he was right.
About Drake?
Uh-huh. But I feel like everything that's on the board, I feel like, is just misconstrued because people don't understand the basis of it. Right, and it's one of those things like we talked about at the last episode where, again, if you really hip hop, your album is gonna sound like rap.
Yeah, but before we even get into the details of what he's saying, if you say anything negative in any sort of connotation about somebody, especially someone as popular as Drake, it's just gonna be seen as hate or negativity.
But the whole he said, Yasiim said after the backlash or whatever. Is it's like somebody of his stature is not above criticism. It don't matter if you like my opinion or not. He's still doing what he do. He's still gonna sell records. He's still gonna be who the fuck he is. Criticism, we love Siskel and Ebert. Nigga, criticism is okay. Mm-hmm. Criticism makes you question certain things. That's the whole point of it. That's why the discussion matters, because it's like, what's hip hop? Hip hop is not an album that does not have no rap on it. That's part of what hip hop is. So if you telling me you hip hop and your album is you singing, bro, that's not hip hop. Yeah. Or you doing spoken word poetry, you not rapping. You not on the beat. You just going through your rhymes. That's cool. We not saying that's not cool. We not saying we don't like it. We saying that's not hip hop.
Just because it's on a beat doesn't mean it's hip hop. You know, it's more pop music, and which is I feel like he was trying to say. It's good music.
Yeah.
It's just that it's in a different space.
Think about it like
what you're putting in it.
When hip hop hit, like really hit, KRS-One met the message. Niggas was saying things, was being.
It mattered.
NWA, niggas was being ghetto reporters telling me what's going on in the streets and trying to change things, right?
But
it's
not just that we're rapping just to rap, we're rapping with a purpose. We're rapping to tell the community something in general.
That's it. Just in general. Right? So when you fast forward, granted it's been 50 years, you fast forward to now, there's still social issues going on. We don't know how Drake feels about anything. Anything.
No. We know how he feel about
his ex.
Bitches.
Exactly. Nigga, is there a problem? Is there a problem with that? Nah, bro, because niggas have feelings. Yes. But hip hop is not based off how you feel about bitches. It's part of it. Is it part of it? I'll give you it's part of it.
Part of it.
But
it became a lot of it, but it ain't it.
But where's the message at? We fuck with Kendrick Lamar because he was talking that shit.
In a lot of different ways.
That's it. The only people hate that you put the people don't like, my bad. But people don't like when you compare the two.
I just heard that you was conflicted.
Well, no, I'm saying people don't like when you compare the two because it's like, well, Drake sold this and this, that, and the other, and it's like, bruh. what Kendrick Lamar says holds more weight than what Drake says, because he's reporting on actual shit niggas dying. Not that he gonna kill him, that niggas is just dying in the streets, and this is what I'm around. But
every single album that Kendrick has put out is him rapping in a way that you understand what not just I go through, but the community that I came up is going mm-hmm. through. The way we speak, the way we think, and
the reason
how it is.
We gonna be all, the reason why We Gonna Be All Right was an anthem for protest. You like nigga, that moves something in you when the song is telling you, nigga, we done this, we done that,
we done been
this.
Through so much
we
gonna, shit.
And you know what? We gonna be all right. Mm-hmm. I, bro, that's moving you in a different way than God's plan, bro, is for me to be rich. It's great that you sharing your wealth.
You know, I didn't even know what that song was about. I never listened to it enough.
Because you to don't care about the words, bro. It sounds good.
It don't sound good. No, I didn't like that song.
I'm saying the God's beat. I'm saying the beat.
I hate that shit.
That's cool. I understand
where you're coming from. I'm sorry. I was just one of the few.
I understand where you're coming from, but he makes melodic music. Mm-hmm. So when the song comes on, and you start, when you talk about God's plan, regardless of whatever the fuck he said, when you hear it, what does that mean to you? And if it sound good and you see a video where he handing out money, cool, bro. God's plan was for you to be rich and be benevolent. Great for you. What does that really mean for the rest of the community when niggas is out here struggling?
Once again, that ain't really hip-hop. That's music. It's not bad music. But that's what we're trying to say. When you want to pinpoint why we give these type of criticisms, mm-hmm. it's because it's not that it's bad, but it's not hip-hop. It's not what we do in our culture.
There's no message from it, bro.
There's nothing that I can gain from this. Mm-mm. It's just something to
I know how he feels.
Yeah, but it's
about his relationships.
But like he was saying, you know, if it's good elevator music or whatever.
Yeah,
he said.
Absolutely.
But it's shopping. Just something it's to. That's what he said, mm-hmm. right?
Shopping. Akin to shopping.
It's just something to listen to. Mm-hmm. It's something that you can play in the background, mm-hmm. which is it's. If you're really good at music, having something that's good in the background all the time is actually an incredible compliment.
Absolutely.
But some people are going to take away from that it's negative. And it's like, no, you're not hearing it. Hip hop, in its essence, is giving a message. It wants you to hear what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Music can be in the background and sound really good and give a plus to your ambiance.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we want from hip hop, and that's what Drake is giving us.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean.
I appreciate your point, bro. I didn't break. I didn't interrupt nothing. I let you rock, bro. I let you rock. that's real shit. Because you're right, bro. We want the message. That's what rapping is. It's not music, bro. Mm-hmm. We're talking over the beat for a reason.
This is also where the different people that have become incredibly popular in hip hop have had elements of this. Even Eminem, like I've had so many moments of just disregarding his greatness in hip hop,
uh-huh.
but he still follows this.
Bruh,
I'm telling you
absolutely.
Something about my life that means something to me.
I'm extremely personal about
what
the messages that I'm giving
to you. What happened in my life,
uh-huh.
and if you link with this or not. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what you get from it.
But I'm still delivering a message.
A message of some sort. Mm-hmm. And that's hip-hop in its essence. It's like you can take it and do that and be something great with it.
And,
but you don't have to go commercial.
But, bro, but when your message is only about fuck my ex.
And commercial bullshit.
Or buy this shit or I got to fuck. Everything is about the all that shit. Bro. Once it's that, then what do we have here?
Let me get these bars off.
So check this out. Check this out. Is Migos pop or rap or hip hop?
That's pop. They are a pop group.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Made
if
up of
they
rappers.
Were, if they were on solo careers, they would be rappers that never made it big.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that they aren't good. It means that one of them would have probably had a couple hits, and that would have been it.
Like Melly.
Yeah, but that would have been it. Mm-hmm. But because they came together as a group. We sound like a different unit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And well, we can make more pop music as a unit.
Well, it's like this. We get tired of hearing Offset on the beat for 3 minutes. But when you got Offset, Takeoff, and Quavo splitting that up, I'm going to let it rock till I hear my favorite verse. But yeah, I heard you rap the first verse. It's cool. I'm tired of this song now.
But because of that, we start to pull away from what the, you know, the essence of what you're trying to get from hip hop
is because it's
and not, they're not really saying anything on top of it.
It become a hit making formula, mm-hmm. right? Hey, like I just said, we gonna put all three of you on the song. We gonna talk about Versace, right?
That was the first big one, too. Yeah, that and Hannah Montana.
You don't have to do any. You don't have to rap about anything special. Just rap about Versace and Hannah Montana.
We didn't know what they rapped about on those songs. We just remembered the fucking beat, mm-hmm. and the chorus came up, and that was enough. Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana. And it's enough to get your head going and keep it in your head. And when the song comes up and you like the beat, it's good elevator music. You know what I mean? It's good for the background and the ambiance. Yeah. Nigga, if I'm high, if I'm drunk as shit, I'm percolating just a little bit. I just need a good beat and whatever I'm saying over it. It could be some jumbles. I don't know the words. Blah, 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 blah. I don't give a fuck.
No, you right, because that's how I feel. That's why I like some ratchet music. Cause it's like if you hear me talk, you like you would never play no sexy red or nothing. And it's like nigga, like
I don't even know her music. Like
no, I don't know her music. I'm just using her as an example. Yeah. But it's like I listen to shit like that. If it slap and I'm in that mode, bro, I'm hitting play.
You know who I said? Because I've been on my Sade kick for like a while now, right?
Like years now, nigga.
but. I still have my Sauce Walker, that dude I showed.
Exactly.
He's the one that I go to for my ignorant taste of mm-hmm. music. You know what I mean? I don't necessarily consider him hip hop like that. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It's rap music.
Yeah, it's definitely rap music.
But it's not really hip hop.
There's like no that. Message behind
nah,
it.
Nah, he ain't got shit to say.
but it's slap.
It's slap. Good,
but it's slap. I mean? But that's what I'm saying is it's like I don't want it to get lost that we don't understand the need for good music. We like, yo, it ain't gotta, everything don't have to have a message, but if you wanna be the hip hop king, you gotta come with something. With you gotta have substance.
Yes.
Like, good music is part of it, but substance unto your music
Drake,
is bigger.
I've never listened to a Drake song and felt like I could be a better person after it.
Oh, shit.
But that matters. That, I mean, we sitting here making it seem like it because he's singing that it's
no,
not
it's good. Not.
Fucking Lauryn Hill has one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time. Mm-hmm. And she don't rap on it. She's just singing. But she has a message on every song.
Yeah.
And it sticks with you mm-hmm. for the rest of your fucking life.
You could put Drake's and Taylor Swift's albums next to each other and see who got more songs about their ex. I think that's all. I think that answers it right there.
Hey, wasn't ready.
blew him out. Bro.
Shit, dude.
I'm just saying though, if we like just to make it simple, what you talking about? What's your message? All your songs is about your ex. Who else do that? That seems very simple to me to equate. You're not talking about the culture, you're not talking about the community. You saying that you a thug in the streets and your girl like you because you hard out here, but you're not saying, hey, bro, let's get off this ignorant shit. You're not saying.
Did Drake really say that?
Bro, he is thug on the... I love fake Drake. Remember, I love fake thug Drake. Remember we talked about that? I love it when he hard on the tracks, but we like, nigga, you not hard. Like, I love it when he do it. I love it. Like, it sound good as fuck, bro. When he about to slide on the ops and shit like that, that shit sound amazing. But nigga, is he really about to do it?
Nah. Hell nah.
Cause his best songs be about his ex, nigga. What do you
I cannot, bro. You right, because I got a long playlist of Drake music. I am a fan of Drake. I think he has his spot. Like I'm not like Yasiin Bey. Nah, him.
I mean you are though, because he feels the same way. It's just the internet run away with the comments. Right.
It made it seem more negative.
Yeah, he's a fan like we are. But if you like good music, you like what Drake does.
I told
does.
You last time when we talked about him that Madonna is my fucking song. Like, I play mm-hmm. that shit because the vibe of that shit is something that I just
want to feel.
But that's
what I'm saying. We all, if you like good music, there's no way you can run around saying I don't fuck with Drake. There's absolutely no way.
If you say you don't fuck with Drake in no kind of way, I'm looking at you suspicious.
Then I know you don't know what good music is. But the point of this conversation is not does he make good music.
It's does he make hip-hop music. And Sometimes. Maybe.
So yeah, maybe.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kind of voice go up. Yeah, sometimes.
I mean, he got one or two, but you again. But I'll take it back to when you say it's hip hop in your roots, bro. Is that in your blood? Is that how you rock? He was on the radio freestyling with his phone.
Yeah, yeah.
That hip hop's not in your blood at that point. You make good music, my nigga, but we all know when you stepping up in front of somebody, you put the phone away. That's off the top. Even if the shit don't make sense, you rock, nigga, because you're supposed to be that good.
You trying to be. We've seen enough niggas bomb.
But they were, but they hey, bro.
They was not like this.
You feel me? You can't do that.
In front of a crowd. That don't make no sense.
You don't do that. You just don't. Even if it's five niggas on the street, bro, you don't pull your phone out.
Are you rapping or not? What are you reading?
You reciting? It's okay.
What you reading,
bro?
Is that a text?
You got a text
while you rapping?
Is you rapping while you texting?
Oh, that nigga nice. Hey, he a multitasking rapper, cuz. We don't have too many of them. I ain't never heard of that.
That would be the illest shit ever.
That's crazy
if
shit.
If a nigga got a text, was like, oh, let me text this bitch back. Blah, 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 blah. He got the text out there like, is he reading the raps? This nigga like, text this
he
bitch
took
back.
He took laid back shit to a whole new level, bro. I don't even care about this. I'm doing other things. Like, that's nice.
That'd
bro,
be
that's
nice. Fuck.
But don't just pull your phone out
and start reading your notes, bro.
So, yeah, so get on your own beat and start saying some shit.
Bro, yeah, that's it. Even Lil Yachty, bro, I'd have to say Lil Yachty, hip hop, even though I don't fuck with Lil Yachty like that, when he was rapping and bro started hyping him up, he like, hey, bro, don't do that because I'm going to fuck up. And it's like, you know what? I appreciate you, my nigga. Exactly.
Bro, be trying.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the point.
He tell you honestly, though. But not like a lot of other people.
But that's the point, though, is because that's when hip-hop's in your bones, because I'm really trying to freestyle in front of you. Mm-hmm. I got songs in my phone. I got shit I write every day. I'm a songwriter. But, like, I'm up here to freestyle. I'm going to try to freestyle.
You know what's funny, bro? When people really freestyle, you like it just because you know when they try it. Like, what's the funny rapper from way back in the day? The white dude. With the grill, please tell me what the tiptoeing in my Jordans. What's his name?
Oh, my nigga, Jody High Roller.
What's
his name? I forgot his name, yo.
Kit Kat, Riff Raff,
Riff
Raff has that legendary fucking freestyle where he sound ridiculous, right?
Uh huh.
But because this nigga is actually freestyling and we know it, we are okay with that shit.
Yeah.
It's part of the culture.
Lil B.
It's, yeah, exactly. But mm-hmm. You don't have to bring up Lil B because Lil B was a different entity.
He a unicorn.
You know what I mean?
I'm only bringing him up in the, we'll let you rock if you really try, if that's what you out here doing.
If you doing something, bro.
Right.
You rapping.
And we embrace that shit.
Rap.
Right. But if you not, if you telling me you hip hop,
nah.
But then you're not doing that. We can name countless cats that probably can't freestyle live, but they've tried. They've been on the radio and done the worst, put the worst words together.
This was the difference with the remember when the BET freestyles mm-hmm. for the new artists would come out,
mm-hmm.
and it started getting really bad, and it was because they weren't rapping anymore. They were just saying incoherent, stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, well, when we gonna bring the art back? When is rap going to actually come back? And it seemed like it's starting to get to that point again,
mm-hmm.
where niggas is trying to rap again. It's not just like, I'm hippity dip flippin'.
Well, no, it's really...
We need more than that.
That's really just the... rapping's never stopped, right? Folks still out here doing that, but we talking about commercially. And commercially, it's always been what's going to sell. If people buy it, feel me? We going to make more of it. It's the same with everything across entertainment. If people watch this shit, cool, bro. We're going to make 7 other ones just like this. We're going to go find motherfuckers that make this shit because y'all keep buying it. And then when it gets to a point where niggas is really tired of it and the sales start declining, then it's like, oh, let's go back. Oh, all the way back.
We're going to generate some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we really going to do. We're going to generate some bullshit to get your name popping again. And then we're going to release your album. We're going to hit them with the Kanye.
Yeah. Everything's a rollout.
But is that what happened with Killer Mike at the Grammys?
I honestly don't know because I don't know what he
it's
got
arrested.
It's
speculation right now.
Yeah, so I don't really want to say because I don't know what he got detained for, right? And they said it like the initial reports was like for a misdemeanor. I'm like, that's a lot for a misdemeanor, my nigga. Did he slap a nigga at the festival and they wanted him arrested? Because if that happened, that makes sense. Because you feel me, Will Smith should got arrested. But
I love how you just snuck that out. Did he slap a nigga? Because then he should have been arrested.
I'm just saying.
Like, that would make sense if he got arrested if he slapped a nigga. You know, like Will Smith. Because he should have got arrested.
He slapped a nigga.
I like how you slipped that in there.
I'm just making sure people understand that you can't just slap niggas in front of witnesses and not go to jail.
Like, that doesn't normally happen. That ain't some normal shit.
So, if Killer Mike slapped a nigga, I don't know.
We don't know what happened in general. When you have a Grammy-winning big night, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a big thing for you.
It is, but it's one of those things where if you ever got any enemies, bro, that's where they're coming to take you down. You got to know whatever
we
you...
We know you going to be there.
How can I put this? Whatever dirt you done that got niggas looking for you, they going to catch you on your most important night.
Exactly.
Every time. It's the most dramatic. It looks the best on cameras. It makes niggas pay attention to the story.
Can we sidebar this for just 1 second?
Go ahead.
Please remember where we at. Have you been watching Raising Kanan?
No.
Nick! This shit just happened. This shit just happened to Juke, bro. She got in a group, a girl group. She been dancing and doing her shit, right? Uh-huh. And she got to a moment where she's basically trying to break away from the family and do her own thing. And she got it when like her first performance at a mall or some shit had a crowd, whatever. She killed it. And then police come. We gonna arrest you in front of your peoples.
Yeah.
And we gonna fuck your life up. This is your moment.
It's not like it's one of those things where
I just think it's very ironic that the show just came out and then that happened to Killer Mike.
I would say yes and no. Because again, we don't know what it is, it could be for anything. But it's like, they don't do it. The show has nothing to do with the person they arrested. How about that?
Exactly.
Like, it has, like, it's cool. It's a bigger story for them and it's a bigger issue in their life. But it's really just, nigga, the lights and cameras for us arresting niggas. Because we not really good at our job. If you really think about it, cops don't really do shit. Everybody that ever has to call the police for help or anything like that, every time they return, it's like, bruh, fuck them cops. I should have never called them.
They never helped.
Or they didn't help, right?
So, actually, they might have pivoted back on you.
Right. So, how do cops do PR? We make high-profile arrests and trot niggas out in front of cameras. And so you see people getting arrested because your car get broken into every other week. We never find them niggas. But we found him, though. And see, we got him. Hey.
I don't like that. I do not like that.
Because it's real.
But damn. You know, when truth hits you sometimes, it don't feel good.
Uh-huh.
But you be like, man, that nigga right.
That's usually what it is, bro. When you see niggas' cars get broken into, we in Sacramento, bro. The hot thing right now is niggas getting their tires stolen.
And the Cadillac. Nah, they got them people.
But hold on, dog. You know what a nigga got to do to take your tires off? These ain't pit crews.
They are, though.
They are. Shout out to them.
We out of there in 45 seconds, bro.
But the fact that y'all can't catch the niggas stealing,
because they out of there in 45 seconds.
No, bruh, how are you hiding? How are you hitting four niggas for 12 tires? Where are you putting the tires, bruh?
We got a van.
Where the cops at?
They can't catch us that fast. Look, they don't know where we at. They don't know what we thinking and what and who we about to hit.
But no, but here's the whole thing. We watch cop shows. All the evidence, they talk to the witnesses, they get descriptions. We on the internet now. We got fucking Snapchats and Instagrams of the niggas doing it. We have the evidence.
You know what?
Listen to what I'm saying.
I'm going to reference the greatest show of all time. The Wire taught me something.
Nigga, what did The Wire teach you, bro?
It costs money and man hours to get shit like what you said
you're
done.
Right. You're right.
And
you're
that's right. why shit don't get done.
But check it out, though.
They don't even agree on what's an issue.
But no, but
enough
check it out.
For niggas to get in a unit to do anything.
But listen to what I said. Listen to where I'm going. So you just said all that, right? So when we know where Killer Mike gonna be at.
We'll put them out there.
You feel me?
Show them we're doing something. It's good PR, like you said. It's going to be good for us
bruh.
For a good 6 months.
Yeah, bruh, we going to rock this shit. This shit going to be press releases. Niggas going to do they're going to make a VH1 show about criminals, about artists getting arrested, bruh.
I hope Killer Mike is innocent.
I hope he is too.
Okay, bro.
I hope
it's in the next 24 hours. I really hope so. I hope this was some bullshit. I hope this is for his next TV show or something. I don't fucking know, but I really hope this is more PR than real life. He just got arrested, and that's I really hope.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's
I
hope.
Really hope. Can we need to move on.
Oh shit! Alright, bro, where are we going? Where are we moving to?
To the MAGA convoy!
Oh shit.
Dumb niggas out here in the world, bro, just getting led like sheep.
I mean,
we've been talking about them for years, man. For years, man. We've been saying the same thing for years.
No, but check this out, though. When you live in what we started the episode with, is you going back to your little circle, right? And you only getting your news from your feedback loop, right? And your whole news is telling you this shit is an issue, it's going on, and big we problem. Need to do something about it.
We need to get down there.
Right?
We need to get bodies. We get hands in beds. No, I'm just playing. We need to get bodies down there.
And then when your whole group...
Boots on the ground.
Your whole group that's in that feedback loop, nobody looking outside to be like, is this real? Like, nobody check in, nobody... No, bro, we believe each other.
We believe in what you saying, because we all a group, and you lead our group to believe.
So when you go down there, and this shit's not real...
My favorite one was the little clip of the chick that was like, yeah, we saw some. We saw some coming. Yeah,
there's going to be some.
We saw some, and it's not as bad as we thought.
Oh, it's not.
It's just as plain as possible.
It's not, like, it's one of those things where if you don't know the history of your country, if you don't even understand the migrant workforce that populates the country, like literally for centuries, since
we about to have the same conversation.
Nah, check it out. It's not. It's really just that. For years, bro, people have always traveled from South America up to work during the season. It's a seasonal work, seasonal employment. We go from there, come up here, do our thing, bro, and we go back down there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's always been a thing. Mm-hmm. It's never been an issue till the 90s. Right? That was the first time. I mean, I was in the 80s. I was a child. But in the 90s is when I can remember people saying that, oh, these immigrants keep coming over here. And it's like, bro, who picked the fruit? My nigga, who, like, these cats.
This is why it never makes sense why it's an issue, because you don't want these jobs in the first place.
Bruh, it's like, only an issue because we can use it to make you do dumb shit. That's it. We rely on these cats. I understand. My friends, when I was a child, bruh, they parents, everybody's family, they move back and forth.
Our economy just been the game. Relies on these cats.
That's been the game. And so it's like, if we know that as citizens of this country, why is it now it's an issue? Oh, it's too many of them. Oh, you don't know how to manage it. It's like, no, it's because there's another problem that we're not discussing. I don't know what the problem is, right? I can't tell you. I don't live in them countries, right?
Probably that we don't have any laws that help immigration in any positive way. We treat it like it's all a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
We use it. to our benefit.
To, mm-hmm. Well, really, we always, it was one of those, what you want to say, gentlemen's agreements. It was one of those, like, we know what's up, but
we're not going to do anything.
One way or the other.
Remember when we had our old news about the what was it, Mexico and...
Oh, yeah, Mexico and China.
And like, China.
Mm-hmm.
And they deal.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
We telling them to get their middleman correct.
We telling China, hey, bro, do something over here.
Fix your trafficking, because your trafficking is getting it into our stuff unsafe, and we need you to fix it to where it gets in.
So safe. Then they talking to the, which seems kind of like, this is what's interesting about that. I'm glad you brought that up, is that there are neighbors, right? What's up with our relations? Because you know what?
It hasn't been good.
No, but we never hear about it, dog. Like, Canada ain't never been no beef, whatever the fuck, right? Mexico, when all of these things come up, we hear, the first time you hear something really was when Trump was like, I'm going to make them pay for it. And Mexico was like, I bet, nigga. You feel me? And we saw
it's like beef with your little brother that you never going, it's never going to be all right.
But I'm saying, there's never a national conversation
about what's actually happening.
Because we damn near one country. We the way we rely on the people from Mexico to come up and go back, the way we use that as a vacation spot, right? All of those things, we damn near the same. So we never talk about our relations, but this border issue comes up in our politics.
Every single time.
But when I say in our politics, I mean only around election time. When it's not an election, give me the border news. You don't hear shit, right? Because that's how it goes. But when it becomes
time, and we will take this so far. Because I was talking about the terrorist thing that we were doing, where it was the busing the people around the country.
Yeah, no, but that's
a whole different issue, isn't it?
It's not, because it's the same thing. We're in the same pocket because we busing them around for political reasons. One, to make news of it. But we've always done this. We do this with the homeless people. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about it. We don't talk about it, but counties and cities bust the homeless to other places
all the time.
So the same thing with migrants, bro. You send them to other places where they can find jobs. Where that's how you got a huge Hmong population in Minnesota. We sent them there. That's how it happens, bro. It's part of the game, but we use these things as political stories because nobody pays attention to the world around them.
We don't know how shit works.
We only looking at what news is given to us.
We don't know how shit works. We don't understand anything about how shit works. So when they telling you, this is your enemy, we need to get down there. Get your boots on the ground. All right? And when we get down there, we're going to show them what's up. And they all got down there.
And then they found out it was nothing. Because
they still don't say,
but check this out though.
this was good for us to show up.
It was, you know why? Because it proves that we follow orders. So when it comes time to vote, we're gonna vote how you want us to vote. We listen.
They not hearing you though.
I'm gonna talk my shit regardless. If they don't hear it, they ain't got to. But that's the whole point. We got you to move, which is why I was saying you only hear this shit when it comes around election time, because we need to get niggas to move and act. If you think it's a problem, you're going to vote against it. You see, like, but the political powers that be don't really understand the extreme nature of the beast they created.
Oh, because people are radical and they actually believe in the things that you tell them?
Because you can believe in me and not move. You can believe in me and still only vote.
Yeah,
you feel me?
But when
you've gotten to the point where we keep hyping you up and we need action and we need this and we need that, the passive people gonna never move. But the niggas that want to do,
we've mobilized the mobilizers.
No, but I'm saying that's it.
The people that move, we've already got them up.
We got them up,
and they're not just gonna stop moving. It's like The Walking Dead.
That's exactly it, my nigga.
Didn't we compare them to zombies before? That's not cool.
But that's exactly it. We got the mobilizers. Once we got them moving, bro. Once we woke up the beast. All right, bro.
It's not about to stop moving.
Now we everywhere we point them, they're going to run to. They pointed them at that pizza spot in D.C. where Brush showed up looking for the secret rooms. Feel like there's multiple stories. Nigga, January 6th, there's multiple stories over the last 4 or 5 years where they got the people up. They got them agitated and ready to move.
My favorite
and every
one of
time
all
they
of
point.
These stories, it ain't even January 6th. It was when it was Trump and the the rally.
Oh, when he left him out there
in the cold, bro. Because if there was ever a moment to say, these motherfuckers don't care about us, this is fucked up. They're treating us bad. If there was ever a moment.
They bust you over there. They got you. They told you to meet. Hold on, bro. Hold on. They told you to meet here. You met there. You got on buses and went over there. When the shit was over, everything was gone. No buses, no rides back. Y'all could have just drove over there, my nigga.
Once again, my favorite one of all of these moments. If there was ever a moment to show you, it don't matter. Because it was so bland.
That's funny as hell. Because we
get them to move where we need them to go, and they came.
That perfectly puts in picture exactly what I'm saying. We get them up. We get them going. We get them rallied up in the mood.
How we treat you afterwards. Hey,
we had this rally. We did what we want to. Got the photo ops. All right, my nigga. Whatever. No,
we accomplished our mission. And we on to the next one. And then the next day, it was some new shit. And it kept going.
But this is why, and you're not going to like the equation, but I don't give a fuck. This is why I'm not a fan of things in that way. This is exactly why. Because you're not making me move for this shit. I don't give a fuck, bro. Like, y'all win, lose, draw. I don't care.
I can get it. But I'm one of those people that want to get drunk and go, woo. So
I do. No, wait. I get drunk and go, woo, for every good play. If a nigga get dunked on, woo.
I just know the more I invest into some bullshit, the better the payoff. If they actually win, is gonna be.
I don't
invest enough that I emotionally care when they lose. I can get like when we start talking about my Warriors, I can bring it up and make it feel like, you know, I'm this big ass fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go back home, I don't care that much. I care enough to watch. I care enough to spend time watching this when I don't have anything else to do.
I can appreciate your fandom. I'm just saying because you're the only fan on this show.
But I know how to ride the wave.
Yeah, you know how
surfers really be waiting for that perfect wave and they be riding that shit smooth. I'm one of them niggas, bro.
You don't be living and dying by it like that. But that's what. But this is my point. Is it's like that's what a fan does. This is how fans get treated. Period. I don't give a fuck what they make. Nobody likes their fans like that. Nobody cares about their fans. We want you to keep buying our shit. Hey, that's how.
But I figured that out when they was kneeling and it was a problem though.
It was a problem until they could put it on the field and on the helmet.
Until they could make some money out of it. Yeah. We don't actually care about you, nigga. That was the whole mindset and mentality and the way they treated it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really care about you, nigga.
Until we could get the merchandise off this.
Throw it on the back of a jersey or something.
Make the NFL coat that says Believe Change or some dumb shit on the back.
Cool. You know? Something really happened. We ain't there, though.
We don't give a fuck.
Give a fuck about that.
Like I said.
We actually don't want you to talk about it.
We need to focus on the game, okay?
More important things at hand. The niggas dying in the street unrightfully.
We got this football game to play.
I can't even speak. That fucking matters. It sounds football.
You couldn't even get it out because it sounds stupid.
Because football is what matters.
Football matters.
And when Jerry Jones said this is going to be the end of it,
hey,
nigga, we lock arms and say this is going to be the end of it.
So check this out. Niggas talk shit about Jerry Jones, and I just saw the list of most profitable franchises in sports, not football.
In sports in general.
Sports, that includes F1, soccer, worldwide. You know where the Cowboys rank, my nigga?
They like fifth?
We third.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, it's F. Three, hold on, bro. It's like Manchester United. F1 as a whole, nigga, and then the Cowboys. Nigga, the fuck? Yo, whatever y'all say about Jerry Jones, shut the fuck up, right? Why are you a Cowboys fan? Cuz, nigga.
That's not okay, though.
It is for me.
That's not okay.
Hey.
It is for me. This nigga's saying, we ain't talking about this shit.
We ain't talking about shit. We talk about this money, nigga. So look, hey. So when Jerry Jones is telling you it's fucking up the money, believe it's fucking up the money. All right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I understand all that. I'm talking about this money, buddy. Hey. It's about business.
Hey, that's it. Hey, that's all Jerry Jones stand on, bro. Straight up.
Hey, cool.
Hey, it ain't gotta be. I'm saying I respect it because he's telling y'all I don't really be tripping off shit until they fuck up the money. When they fuck up the money, we need to fix this.
Get a hold of shit right now, and this gonna be the end of it.
Because Brody is saying, because think about it, dog. The whole time the shit was going on, he was cooling out. He might have said something on his radio show, but he wasn't making no public statements, nothing like that. Then some shit came across his desk. This nigga was like,
not here.
Hey, y'all, call him up. Bring everybody in right now. We need to talk.
We're going to handle this as a team.
See what I'm saying?
He got all his niggas.
Hey, duh.
I ain't going to say it out loud. Anyway.
Bruh. All right. Where are we going now?
I don't know what to transition into. I don't know.
What else? What's up there? It looks like all basketball shit. Is it all basketball shit?
Is boxing?
Oh, we can talk about boxing. You know, some fights going rounds and shit. I'm like, nigga, what else?
This fucking non-transition. There's no way to transition into
just,
that.
Nah, bro. It's just boxing. What no, we talking?
Some other niggas getting beat on.
Oh wow, that whew, see, speaking of yo, so you sent the thing about bruh that was a showboating.
Yes, he looked like what's the one from back in the day that he used
Roy to? Jones.
No, well yeah shit.
Mm-hmm. Roy Jones and Zab Judah.
No, again.
Like, I'm not gonna keep going.
I'm not gonna think of it because it's not my era of boxing. It's just that I know of him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The dude that he looked like. But the point is that in boxing, we watch the sport for entertainment. This dude is one of the most entertaining people I've seen in my life. So why is the ref stopping him from being entertained?
Because that's not the game.
What's the game? I thought it was entertainment. I thought we were selling it. See, if I was an agent or if I was an owner in the business, I'd be pissed off.
Well, you're not, like, you're not wrong in that we're selling entertainment, but the entertainment is supposed to be the actual technical skill it takes to box.
That wasn't technical skill? Is it because he showed out?
Yeah, it's the same argument they have in baseball, bro. It's respecting the sport. It's the same reason they give niggas technical fouls in basketball for hanging on the rim. Like, it has nothing to do with the rim about to break, nigga. It's because they think you showboating or you showing out, right? And they try to shut that down in every way.
As an athlete, I assert my dominance and I assert my skill by showing you how much better than you, specifically another pro, that I am.
You're right. But
wait, even before we even go there, when a martial artist wants to show you how great they are, it's not just me going up against another fighter. I'm breaking blocks and showing you different things, showboating, that I can do to show you my skills.
Everything you're saying is right. The only thing that's wrong with it is in this professional arena. This is why niggas go to basketball games wearing suits. This is supposed to be the illusion of professionalism. This is supposed to be the illusion of sportsmanship. Regardless of that, how much better I am than you, I still have to respect you as an opponent. When we on the playground, when we and wanted it up, when you out there with them, you can do whatever the fuck you want to. When you step into this arena, you feel me? In this professional arena, you need to be held to a higher. That's exactly how they talk. I don't believe it. This is not how I feel.
Like, yo,
you on fire right now. This isn't how I feel, but this is how they talk about it. This is why I'm saying, this is why niggas show up to the games in suits. This is why what's his name? The redhead bro that be boxing and shit wear suits everywhere. It's because even though he act like a clown everywhere he go, when you take a picture of him, he look professional. He look like he do a real job and not just beat niggas to death. Like that, but that's the illusion. So when you get into these professional arenas and start showboating and showing us that this ain't shit to me, because that you got to be excellent to showboat, right?
I'm upset with this.
But you know I'm right. Because that's how it is. I agree with you. We want entertainment. As fans, we want niggas that's going showboat. Because, again, you got to be excellent to do it. You can't be average at showboat and your head knocked off.
Get destroyed.
Like, right?
First off, if you're cocky enough to do that shit and then you don't get knocked out, that's impressive enough.
Right.
Because I'm going to kill you for doing shit like that.
But that's the point, is we know how good you have to be to do that. So in this professional arena, we know you at the top, right? But again, it's about relationships and how people feel about it, the projection on it.
Actually about the product.
No.
It ain't actually about the promotion and the good of the people that want to watch this entertaining thing. Bruh, it's not about none of that.
No, because think about it like this. It's
about people's emotions.
Your same feelings is the same way that people hate Taylor Swift getting cut to during the football games. I was just screaming my head off at the partner about this because I was like, you're not understanding that this is just marketing.
This is entertainment.
The whole thing is marketing. The fucking game is the last bit of this bullshit. That's the minor part. We don't care about that. We care about how many people is watching. There's some of you that'll sit here and watch niggas do the fucking salute to the flag, right? There's some of you that'll sit down from the start of the game when they start talking about the pre-warm-ups all the way to the post-game interviews and y'all watch the whole shit, right? Most people flip through that shit, right?
We're not here for none of that.
So that's why they got the Puppy Bowl.
This is why we keep cutting to Taylor Swift, because hopefully when they stop one time, they'll catch this and be like, oh, shit.
Taylor Swift's at the game.
I wonder what they're saying about her.
Yep.
And it will catch those people long enough for them to watch the game.
Every game she attended broke records with viewership.
Oh, yeah?
So you mean to tell... So it's like, so just in general, why would I not do that?
Yeah, nah, I'm gonna keep doing that.
I'm gonna turn it up. What are you talking about?
We promoting her in even more ways. She about to be the new mascot of the team.
And bro was
marriage is about to work out, mm-hmm. right? As long as he's with us. So actually.
Or it don't have to, bro. Let's just milk it until it's over. We don't give a fuck.
It don't even matter.
We don't give a fuck.
We will disassociate Travis Kelce with the team to keep.
Bro, we'll give her a new NFL boyfriend. The fuck you mean? Who out there? Joe Burrow? He got a girl.
That's wrong to say it out loud. But it's the truth. She is that powerful, bro. She's a modern day princess. Especially in America.
They're not understanding.
Be happy that she likes football.
They're not understanding. It's really, and remember I said, you know what? We're not talking about Taylor Swift. Give her a break. Shout out to her. Like, we ain't got to do that. It's good.
It is what it is.
But the point is, it's all marketing. So if people cared about boxing and wanted it to be the sport that it could be, you would allow him to fight like that. You're not knocking points off. You're not deducting points because he whooping his ass and making it look good. Right? And I would say the same. I would say the same for baseball. You're not letting cats.
I was wondering when we're gonna bring baseball into this because we always do it normally, like immediately.
Well, like, no, I tried to give it the whole round thing, yeah. But it's the same thing. It's like we appreciate when somebody hit a 400-foot home run and pop his collar, bro, and do a home run try.
I wish he was doing this like, all the way around.
We would definitely.
I wish it was
more people would tune in,
yeah,
because it's fun to watch. And again, people try to give you that because it's their job and it's professional. And it's like, yeah, but you, yo, job number one is to be entertaining, because don't nobody give a fuck about to these
be
sports.
Entertaining.
We don't like that. If you could lose by 100-1, if we liked how that one run was scored, what the fuck we talking about in this game?
Why do people still go to Globetrotter games?
Didn't Steph Curry just drop 60 and lose?
I'm just saying, bro.
Nah, we're not talking about the loss, though.
I don't like how you brought that in like that, though.
We're not even
I feel like you trying to say some other shit, cuz.
We're not even talking about. Look, bro, damn.
I really like how you did that, though.
We're not even talking about them right now, so stop. Like, before you get ready to tell me all the details, we're doing that next time. I was just bringing it up to say he did that. And we'll never talk about the win-loss part of that game. We don't give a fuck. Didn't Kobe drop 81 and they lose or some stupid shit? Like, we don't care about the win-loss of this bullshit. We don't care about, we care about individual performances.
That moment happened. He did that shit. That shit happened.
Regardless.
Actually, yeah, the streaks of fucking point games, 70-point games. This is all promotion, too.
Yeah.
This is bullshit right now. This is bullshit. Where's the camera? Is it this one?
Yeah, it is.
This is bullshit.
They can say, hold up, I need to look. Make eye contact. Let's look.
This is bullshit. I am a fan of basketball, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I love just seeing good basketball. You know what I mean? Well,
I do too.
But the game, it feels like you can't play. You can't actually play basketball.
It's not real anymore.
It's like you're dressing it up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bullshit. I love the way Luka plays. I love the way, who's the other one that did it? Dame plays.
Before you go further, this is the opposite. This is the flip of the coin for the showboating. Right? So if you allow it, if you do that shit and we catch you doing that shit, we deducting you. We doing whatever, right? We ejecting you, blah, 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 blah. On the other side, hey, we're going to lean into what you do great. And because it's entertainment and not sport, we're not really giving a fuck about the rules. We're not giving a fuck about none of that other shit that would stop
it's
the entertainment.
It's not real, bro.
But this is the extreme. Like I said, once you wake up the beast, dog, once you wake that shit up,
You can't put it back in. I see that, and it's like I get it, but at the same time, the purity of what basketball is getting lost in this. And then when you get to the games that matter,
mm-hmm,
they still ref those games like they fucking matter.
Mm-hmm.
So then the shit that they do all season long doesn't fucking matter, and it looks stupid. And when they get there, and people like Joel Embiid's bodies can't even match up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you aren't actually prepared for this with this treacherous journey that you're about to put yourself through.
Nope.
You're not ready for this. You're not a champion. You're not making them. You're not. The NBA doesn't care about making champions, I guess. Like, I get it. And
but again,
that's not what you're promoting. Well, I get it.
But this is, like, my standpoint is which side do you fall on? Like, because which coin do you prefer? Do you want heads or tails? Because there is no in between.
Yeah.
Like, because you're telling me with boxing, you want him to be able to do that shit, right? We still get the highlights, but he can deduct the points and he got to knock a nigga out to win, right? Or they lean into it and let him do that shit. But then what happens to the purity of boxing? What happens to the technique? Because when kids look at you, because it always goes back to the kids because that's the next generation.
Yeah.
So when kids look at you, what are they imitating? Right? Because Kobe looked at Jordan and pulled out the turnaround. Right? LeBron looked at Kobe. LeBron looked at Jordan and got to the drive to the rim. When niggas look at LeBron, all they do is can dunk.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Right? Niggas looked at Steph Curry. All they doing is shooting now. So, and that's all of those steps, right? And now we've got to the point where whatever you can do, we appreciate it and love it. regardless of how you play the game, if you can actually play. How many rookies have they drafted into the league that go straight to the D League or don't even get another shot?
Yeah, it's
like the whole point of being drafted is, nigga, you in the system and we can slot you in
and we can use you,
right?
We can groom you into our system.
We don't have to teach. We don't have to teach you the game. We just have to show you what we do.
Everything looks bad right now, and man, this is kind of irritating me because the whole Joel Embiid thing and the product of basketball, it doesn't look good to me on the back end. It's one of those things where it's like you can get people with highlights and
no, you talking
and
about
big
the,
numbers.
You talk about the day to day grind, right? You talking about that the in betweens because when, like you just said, when it matters and y'all treating it like basketball again, this shit looks stupid. When we just had games where they scored 160 versus 172, right? And then we get to the playoffs and they 89-85. How'd that happen?
It don't work.
How'd that happen?
Did you see that? I just wanted you to see that one foul with Kuminga and Trae Young, where he's
I kind of seen it, but I didn't. It was like this, and he swatted, right?
He's playing defense. Trae Young's got the ball, you know, right? He's getting ready to go through, so this is why he's doing it.
Yeah,
he's baiting it. Mm-hmm. He's like doing that, mm-hmm. right? They call the foul.
You can't touch him.
So okay, if that's the rule you're going to go with, that's how we're going to play basketball now. Purity of the game is completely gone. Like, that was a moment where Trae Young stopped and said, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And he's the one who got fouled from the foul.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Kuminga's jumping around like, oh, my God, I can't believe that's real.
That's what I saw. What I saw was, because I just saw the steal shots. And I saw them both like, the fuck?
You're stopping the game.
But
we can't even play. But both of these players are there to play the game. Not for you to hit some agenda whatever the
no,
fuck.
No, but again, that's the, like I said, that's the flip side of the coin. If you want it to be stringent where we let shit like that go, it's not entertaining at the end of the day. At, like you said, the back end, right? At the end. Bottom line is, if we letting him tap him like that and get that kind of contact, he's not going to be open for the shots that he can make. He's not going to be able to drive to the rim and get flashy. Like,
if we reffing it like that, then why don't we ref Steph Curry's thing? Why don't we let that nigga get destroyed all game long?
Because people don't like Steph Curry. I keep telling you this. I keep fucking telling you this. And nobody believes me.
Okay, we have literally gotten to a point where everybody on every media just says straight out, well, we know Steph Curry doesn't get ref the same as other stars. That's a thing that everybody says.
I've been telling
clear as day.
I've been telling you for how long that Steph Curry is lightweight and asshole. I don't know them personally.
He just went for 60. Bruh. He had 6 free throws in that game.
Yeah, I know. No, look, like I said, I don't know him personally, but I feel like he's really serious about his job. And he be on niggas' helmets, but he do it in a way that he talks shit and smile at you. Where you hate this nigga. And you like,
I don't like this nigga.
You, and every time you try to stop him, every time they 6 free throws and he scored 60, my nigga, when I try to stop this nigga. When we literally
it's still incredible. But it's once again the purity of the game kind of thing where mm-hmm. you're trying to just watch and just enjoy the game. That game that we had against Atlanta was amazing.
Uh-huh.
And my team kind of sucks. So it's like he doesn't really have the help that he kind of needs. And niggas is going down, so it's like,
yeah,
you're the consensus is the Warriors are bad, so you're gonna lose anyway. Fine,
mm-hmm.
fine with that. But when other players are going for 70-point games, right, and have most of their points are coming off free throws and other bullshit like that, it doesn't look as good, right? So then, once again, when I say the purity of the game, when I'm actually watching this incredible game that they're having, it would be better. If you take out all the stoppages and just let him rock, he could actually go for more. You never know if you let people play
again,
with freedom.
Nah, but that's kind of my. I would understand that everybody involved in the league has an understanding of basketball the same way everybody involved in football has that understanding, right? So you don't stop. You know how you stop greatness? it's not by blatantly not calling fouls. It's by letting shit slide. Right?
Killing momentum.
The same way that you do in football when in the first quarter you start calling them holding offside shit, then it's like, oh, next thing you know, they got 7 penalties for 70 yards and they ain't been able to move the ball.
Since.
Right?
We killing momentum.
Okay. So we not calling the fouls, he getting beat up over there. Or when we calling fouls on him to stop his motor. Right?
You know what another stat that just doesn't make sense with this league, but we're going along with it because it's just the way that we do things. The Lakers, with being the number one free throw team, they have 200 something more free throws than every other team, right?
Uh-huh.
But they have the least amount of drives to the rim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So this is a jump shooting team more than any other team, even more than my fucking Warriors.
Uh-huh.
They shoot more jumpers than everybody.
And they're getting fouled every shot.
Apparently.
But
LeBron's not even one of the most fouled people.
Is it Reeves?
Couldn't tell you.
But I'm saying it's like what you demonstrated with Trae Young is why they do that, right? Because it's like, again, we talking about
entertainment out here.
That's
and
it.
This is the team that we promote,
and that's it. That's it. That's all. And I've been every time I try to talk about sports. This is why I stopped watching sports.
Yes.
And then when I talk about it with people, and I'm telling them, I'm like, bro,
they don't see it though. I see it with you, and I be trying to like hang on to the joy of the game.
But I thought about it though, and I stopped having those conversations because it's like you have a connection with the game of whatever, right? And you equate that connection with the professional version of that game. They not the same.
It ain't the same.
This is entertainment. This for TV, bro. When I spend $500 million to put on this fucking production, you think I give a fuck about who win or not? Kind of, but guess who control that?
Not really.
Like it's not. it's not the biggest matter. You know what I mean?
Nah,
I'm hoping niggas don't get arrested before the game. I'm hoping that everybody make all the money off of it so they pay us double next year.
I'm hoping we get more TV deals.
Like all of that. What does that have to do with the third and four?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with foul calls in the third? Wait.
Apparently, Steph Curry getting more foul calls doesn't equate to more people watching. People just want to see him on TV in general. It don't fucking matter.
That's it. So we give him more national TV games. He gonna ball out regardless because you know what? He seemed to go crazy when we make him mad.
Almost died right there.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't. But you know what I mean? It's like, yo, he ball out when we put the clamps on him. When we start fucking his game up, he be mad and go crazier. So we gonna go on national TV, and we gonna not give him the foul calls.
Ever. We ain't gonna never give him.
And we gonna see him get 40. What you mean, bro? Every time. It's like clockwork.
It ain't even the Steph thing. It's just the fact that it's... The more blatant it gets with other, when you compare,
when it's everything,
other players,
uh-huh. When you look outside your box,
it just doesn't look good. The product, it's more going down the drain to me as a basketball fan. But highlights are what wins now, and there's more highlights and crazy shit than ever. And remember last year when I was saying there's more talent in the league now than ever, and this is a good thing.
And it's not because they trash, man. Like, look, because they not
bad basketball.
They individual talents, bro. You need the Charles Oakleys. You need the
teams.
Yeah,
we ain't running off teams no more.
No, you're running off star power.
Yeah.
And however good this one person can be.
And once again, once you get to the playoffs, it ain't off star power no more.
No, it's off.
You
the team.
Literally just let the game be the game. It doesn't even make sense why they let it be like this.
It does. Like you just said it. Right? The currency is highlights. We don't give a fuck about basketball until whoever's in the playoffs is in the playoffs. I don't like all we talk about. We're not talking about wins or losses from November till March.
You know, the only people watching your games is your fans.
Is people and they just fans of you. They're not caring about basketball because who else is talking about it like we are right now?
Yeah.
Like you listen to the sports podcast. They into the weeds of the shit.
Yeah.
They into the minute details of it instead of like, yo, wait, let me back up and see what's really going on.
And I have one of those, we're looking at it like the Warriors are one of those few teams that actually want to win. What if I was, you know, in a different market where they don't fucking care?
But your radio people, but I live in Sacramento. I've been through the 20 plus years of loserdom. And there was always hope, because that's their job, is to be in the weeds and say, oh, look how good he's doing. And look what they just did. And look, okay, cool. That's great. We ain't never been past. Hold on. Until Chris Webber and them, my whole life, we'd never been past the eighth seed. We only got there one time.
Can I tell you something? I feel it coming back. I feel those days coming back.
Yeah.
And I'm hurting pre-hurt. I feel it coming.
You gonna cry early?
I see it. I see it on the horizon, because
so
Steph ain't even retired yet, and he's still incredible.
But it don't matter.
They already treating you like you matter.
I mean, but it don't matter. It's like, I'm gonna say it don't matter, because
it don't.
The last
we just
10,
talked about it.
In the last 10 years, y'all got 4 championships.
Like I said, we about to be back.
Yeah, that's where we was. Y'all could rock off that for the next 20 years, like y'all did when y'all won back in the '70s.
And we about to be back where we was before, though.
Yeah, and it's okay.
As a basketball fan, okay. I don't want to see that shit.
You know what? I'll tell you like this. You know how you know you won't be? Because you have the Chase Arena in San Francisco. You know who y'all gonna be? Y'all gonna be the Knicks.
That's not good. Once again, we're going to be back to where we were.
Yeah, I just, you know what?
I'm not okay. Hey,
hold on. I thought about it, and then it made me laugh, yeah, so I had to say it.
Exactly. It's not okay, bro.
Because it's like, yo,
y'all. I just want to see good basketball again. I just want to see, you know, good stuff happen.
Hey, well, here's the, you know what? That would be, I would say that would depend on the fan base. Are y'all going to support bad basketball in the Chase Arena?
Probably.
Because y'all supported bad basketball and at the Coliseum, but it's because it was cheap, bro. You could just slide in with it. Like, it was nothing.
The tickets, the prices are going to go down.
No,
they'll
not
support it. Yeah, they will.
No, they not.
Yeah, they will.
No, they not.
And they ain't going to be like they was before, but they'll go down. They're not going to be what they are now.
Prices don't go down, dog.
Watch. You're going to try to fill them seats up if they not get... If them shits get empty, bro, for long enough,
that's what, no,
prices will go down.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though, because it's like, because there's a difference in, are they still fill them up when people come to town?
This is why I'm scared. Cause
is
why I'm pretty sad, because I see it on the horizon. I see it coming. I think they're already, like, once again, are we going to talk about my Warriors?
Cause I not said, now. We're going to come back.
Yeah,
because I see the trade deadline coming up.
All right. We'll end this right here. I'm Eludo.
I'm Trey Vita Wonder, and I'm sad.
And we'll talk about why next on the Straight Dope Show.
I'm not happy.
Hope
that
you watch this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do tap in at the StraightDopeStore.com. Get your hoodies and shit like this one. This one's kind of fly.
I want one.
Nigga, buy one.
No, for real, though. I like the back. They don't see the inside.
They can't see the
inside. Yeah.
Son.
Yeah.
Hey, this is classic, though. I done had this for a minute. So.
Fucking show.
All the bye. Wow. I couldn't think of anything.
This is the straight dope show.
This is the straight dope show.
This is the straight dope show.
This is the straight dope show.